We'll get in your Bible and let's turn to one of my favorite chapters, the 11th chapter. And that's for ministers and your family would come to join us in fellowship right after this service closes. And I don't feel like that what I've got to preach is going to take very long at all. And I've learned when you get almost 75, which will happen in about 28 days, that you got to make it count. You got time chasing old rabbits down rabbit trails. You got to get to it. So maybe this is your very fortunate, lucky night. Amen. Maybe I played music longer than I'll be preaching. And so we'll get to it. But let's get to the word of the Lord. I was so appreciative of the message I heard last evening, and that was titled The Art Gallery. Art Gallery of God's Word. And we went into an art gallery last evening. Very, very excellent message. Let me read to you from Hebrews 11, verse 1, Romans 8, 24. And if I could get a reader, Brother Riley, you read well. You'll be going to the fourth chapter of Romans and back to Hebrews 11. And we'll look at some things here tonight. And I was preaching in California a few weeks ago. I was praying about coming here. And this is what God spoke to me. I felt like He spoke to me. So we'll know in a little while whether it was God or just whatever it was. But amen. Amen. The Bible tells us that without faith, it's impossible to believe to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, not they were or they are, but that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. And so I'll read now 11 chapter of Hebrews, verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We can reserve Romans 8 for a little bit later, but I want you to notice faith is the substance of things hoped for. One translation and definition, there's so many Bible dictionaries these days, you can almost find about anything you want to find in there. But this particular one, and I confirmed it again this afternoon, the word substance there means the exact image. Faith is the exact image of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'll have you pray with me, and you can be seated. God, in Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name, need your help in this room, Lord. Help us, oh God, to minister, Lord, grace to this place. In Jesus' name, help us, Lord. We need the strength of the Holy Ghost. God, and bless all of these people that have traveled here. Keep your hand on them. Keep them safe. And we ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, watch over us in the name of the Lord. Couldn't we just give a good hand clap of praise to our God? Give Him praises. Give Him praises. Give Him praises. Hallelujah. 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 You can be seated now. Faith is the exact image of things hoped for. And of course, the text tells us that faith is the substance or the exact image of things hoped for, evidence or the testimony of things not seen. Now, when you take a picture these days digitally, and we all got our camera with us, we all got our GPS with us. We all got a map. We all got our TV with us. If you ain't sanctified, amen. And all of that. I don't know why I said that. Lord help us. Amen. And so we got our camera with us. Now when you take a picture, in the old days there was a film there that when you open the shutter of that camera, then whatever was in front of it, it captured the image of that. And it was an exact image of what was in front of that camera. So, Brother Riley, you talked about and preached about the wonderful gallery of God. And, you went and took us to Masterpieces last night. I'm going to get my photo album out tonight. Man, we're going to look at pictures. And I want to preach just a little while. If you'll just bear with me, I'll preach just as short as I can. I want to preach about faith's photographs. Faith's photographs. Amen. And if you could just bear with me, I'll do my best. Now, when this film is exposed and when it's processed, you have an exact image of what you photographed. And, of course, faith is the film that records the testimony of what you cannot even see. And so, if y'all can go with me a little while, I believe that faith takes some pictures that will last and guide us and help us. Now, it's easy for you to pull out your photo album. Now, I have, I don't know how many albums right on this, and you do too. It don't take grandmas and grandpas getting together very long until we're showing everybody our grandkids and showing them different things. And I don't know how many times I've seen the Aransas Pass construction job. Makes me tired just looking at it. But boy, is it beautiful. Is it beautiful. And then we've seen all of these kind of things. So we can reminisce. We can go and even get nostalgic. We can go back. Just the other day, they sent me a picture I've been searching for. 1959 is an exact image, but it's in the past. It was me as a 14-year-old kid being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, 15-year-old kid in the North Canadian River down by Henrietta. And so that is precious to me. I've shown some of you that. But, we can look back and we can build history and we can look at it. But I want to talk about faith tonight. Faith back there is all the incidents that happened to us in the church. When you tell us how God brought this church through so many things, that's wonderful. That's history. But that's a photograph that's processed and filed away. Our faith is taking pictures of future events of the church. Every preacher in this place has prayed through to a place where he sees and captures a photograph by faith. By faith, there is a photograph that he is expecting one day that when he reaches the point in time where that photograph comes to fruition, it will look like what he prayed for, what he asked for, what God showed him in the Spirit. I got lots of places I could go here tonight, but I want to tell you, good saints of God, you need to pray some things through until God gives you hope, till God gives you an image of what he wants to do in your life. Praise God, praise God. And so the exact image, faith's photographs. Man, when my little grandson, everybody's talking about their grandkids tonight, I get to talk about mine. And but when Aaron Thomas, who's now 20, was just a little bitty guy out on the farm, he's about 3.5, 4 years old. And one day was riding in the car, and he said, we said, you know, your birthday's coming up. What are you like? He said, I've been praying for a bike, you know. Well, he didn't know, but we'd already bought the bike. and was hid out in the closet up front. That little fella, he never went to that vestibule closet. He it was come in the back door. But you know what? He prayed, and Grandma told him, I heard her say, you know, you pray, you never doubt what God might do. But we already had the substance, you know. And it was hard to keep a straight face. But it stayed hid out in there for some time. And his Aunt Missy and him was doing something. And Aunt Missy reached over and opened the closet door. And that little guy saw around her. And he said, my bike! My bike! I prayed for it and God give it to me. Get my bike! I want my bike. I want my bike. Hey, let me tell you something. He had, we went to that toy store where we bought it. It was Toys Were Us. We had already walked him through and watched him drool over that bike. This is weeks before. But when that's the one he had his mind on, his eyes on. He had a vision in his mind. And that little fella took it before God, said, that's my bike. What are you going to do? Well, I'll tell you what we did. We got it out, put the training wheels on it, and we celebrated the birthday a month and a half early. Amen. That's what you do. You think I was going to kill his faith? Well, who was I going to tell him that owned that bike anyway? Man, you see what I'm talking about. Man, but that's childlike faith. And that's childlike faith. My wife just got a book. She ordered it. She heard about it. And she ordered it. And it come wrapped up in this hard to get loose, so I got the scissors and I cut it open, and she wasn't home, and I just had to pull it out of the cover, and I knew she was excited about getting it, but as I pulled it out, I started looking on the inside, and next thing you know, within the next few minutes, I'd read the whole first chapter of it, and it set my soul on fire. It's called Through the Waters, and it's the story of Willie B. Johnson. Anyone ever heard of Willie B. Johnson? She was born in the 1920s, and I won't go into her background, but she married, and she was married to a very abusive husband, but she had children, and they lived over in West Virginia, about 90 miles from Charleston, down the river. That's where she and her husband lived. And so she had a dream one night. She dreamed that three women came to her the door of their little country cabin and knocked on the door. Because she was praying, God, I want salvation. God, I want to get to know you. And in her dream, this sounds like Book of Acts. And in her dream, these ladies back in Charleston were three ladies in a prayer meeting in a church. A oneness church, and they were praying, and they were praying, and God spoke through the gifts of the Spirit and said to them, go to this little town down the river, 90 miles, and there inquire at the hardware store for one Willie B. Johnson. So the next morning, they got train tickets, and they three women took the train down 90 miles out of Charleston, and they went to the hardware store. We're looking for Willie Johnson. Well, she isn't here, but I think I know where you can find her. Go down this road, and they told the directions, and then you got to walk through a little opening in the brush, and back in there, in a little clearing, is the house where they lived. They went to that very humble abode. They found it. They walked up on the door, knocked on the door, and Sister Johnson opened the door, and she said, God is true. He gave me a vision while I was praying last night that you three ladies would come to tell me how I might be saved. They said, yes, and God spoke to us and gave us your name. And that's why you're here. As a result, she was baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost and became a vessel unto God to be used of the Lord through the years. That's because faith took a picture. Faith's in a picture. Faith took a picture. Faith's photograph. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house today. There's so many things I could preach about. Down by Morris, Oklahoma, not far from where Brother Howard, well, actually where Brother Waldrop is from, is Morris, Oklahoma. But back in the day, in the Depression days, I had a great uncle, my grandpa's brother. His family, and he became unemployed, which was not an uncommon thing during the Depression. But it was getting bad because they'd run out of money. They were running out of food. And Uncle John told Aunt Mandy, said, I want you to just watch the kids. I've got to go talk to God. I got to get an answer because we got to feed these babies. And there was Uncle Elmer, Uncle Denver, Uncle Vera, Aunt Vera, and all of them. And so he said, I got to go pray. God's got an answer for this. Uncle John went out in the woods, got on his knees in front of a stump, and began to cry out to God. God, I believe you'll feed my family. I believe you'll take care of me. I believe you can show me and help me to find a job. And after he had been in prayer and prayed it through, faith came all over him. And all of a sudden he saw a vision. And in his vision he saw a man. And he knew the place of the vision. He saw where it was. He knew exactly the spot. And that man was standing by a ditch with pipes strewn out by it. And the man was saying, and he went back to his house and said, Mandy, I'll be back. Pack me a lunch. I'm going to go to work today. Faith gave him a photograph. And he went to that place. When he approached, there stood a man by the exact same thing he saw in his vision. And there was the pipe on the ground, and there was the man doing this. And when he walked up, he said, can you help me to install this pipe in the ground? He said, that's my job. I'm a pipe fitter, worked for certain oil company for years. He said, I'm here. When you want me to go to work? He said, well, you can go to work right now. And that's the story that my uncle told me when I was a little boy. It helped me to understand. You can pray things through until God will take a picture for you. God will show you. God will show you. God will show you. God will help you. Hallelujah. 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 Well, bless the Lord. Somebody in this place today, you need to seek God until He gives you some kind of a vision, some kind of a photograph of what. Boy, I might as well tell you what I've been feeling the last 2 days. Y'all be seated. Man, there is in this little assembly right here a spirit of depression. A spirit of hopelessness. A spirit that says, I'm just washed up. I'm just talking. I'm just feeling this in the Holy Ghost. I don't know anything. Pastor ain't told me anything. But in this house, God wants to give you a picture of your deliverance tonight. God wants to show you He can lift you out of the state your mind is in. And you can in this place, through faith in Him, get a resurrected hope and get a picture of what you can be, what God wants you to be. You don't have to sit here and let that spirit eat up you and eat up your purpose and eat up your future. The This church is moving on. This church is about to experience revival, and you need to be a part of it. And with a negative state of mind, it's not going to happen in your life. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. My. I got so much here, but I'm not going. I just feel like I'm tapping right in right now. Somebody hear me. God. I need to give you a scripture, Romans 4:17, and we probably won't read the rest of it yet. I may not get to the other illustrations because I feel deliverance. They sang about deliverance. I feel like there is a night for God to grant somebody victory. There's no need to preach beyond the purpose of this service. Because God wants somebody to know, and he wants the devil to know, he no longer has control over your mind. He no longer has any way of operating in you, but he operates through depression. Next thing you know, from depression, it'll be obsession. And from obsession, it turns into possession. You don't want that. You don't want that. You don't want the devil to control your mind. You want, boy, this is not my notes. I'm feeling something in the Holy Ghost. Somebody hear me. And it's not going to take a great big old demonstration of shaking you around and tearing you up. I believe all you got to do, lift up your hands, start praising God in the face of opposition and say, God, I see myself. I see myself delivered. Let me tie something together, and we may get right to it here in a minute. Read that scripture to me.
As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations.
Abraham.
Before him whom he believeth.
Even God.
Who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
I've already been there. I'm already calling those things. Did you know there's a scripture came to mind this afternoon when I read that again? You know what it says? By his stripes ye were healed. Ye were healed. He called you healed before it ever happened. He saw you healed before it ever happened. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo. I see people, we're not praying for the sick anymore. I don't visualize them. The other night, I was sitting on the platform, and I rarely show much demonstration or whatever, but I come down off of the platform. There was a young mother back there. I went back there and prayed for her. I had no idea why. I had no idea. I didn't have a clue, but I prayed for her, and the victory came upon her. She told me later, she said, from that moment, God touched me, God healed me, and God delivered me from a mental state that I was in. I said, I wouldn't know. All I know is God saw her healed. God already visualized. And you know what? I've started, and I want everybody to start thinking like this. When you pray for the sick, don't see them sick anymore. See them healed. See them delivered. See them with victory. I don't see you defeated in this house. I don't see this church go. I see this church with victory. I see you with victory. Your very existence in this house defies the logic of hell. You ain't supposed to be here. Doctor said you wouldn't be here. And a whole lot of people wish you hadn't been here, especially the devil. But here you are in the... because of a photograph of faith that said, Remember? Remember when you walked him in this building and all the ceiling was hanging down and the walls and the place was such a mess and outside was such a mess? You folks that weren't here don't even know what we're trying to describe to you. This looked like a ramshackle, done for, deserted place, and it really was, man. But when he walked through here with you and he said, "Yeah, you know, I think this will do." He didn't see this old ramshackle church. He didn't see the one man that come here and owned the organ. That's another story right there. Oh my, hope I don't cause you any grief over that. But oh Lord, he didn't see that. He didn't see a place that's so hard to build a church in. He just said, "You know, I think I can do this. I think I can do this." Amen. And you saw a vision. What you're looking at is this is the developed photograph of what the man saw in the spirit. Hallelujah. This is what you... You know, there's another scripture I better look at real quick. It says that... I'll find it here in a second. I don't walk through here as quickly as I used to. Man, but... He was persuaded, and it's in that text. Man, he staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. He came here, and God gave him a photograph. Yes. Not of the dilapidated building, yes, not of a one with only one person in it, but God showed him this in the spirit. What's in this place tonight? Hey, pastors, can I help you? Hey, young preachers, can I help you tonight? Pray it through until you get a picture of what God wants. Till you get some... I know what it was. It's 1 Corinthians 13 and 12. Get that for me, and let's share it with these people here. You got it? He's not going to win the sword drill. Man. 1 Corinthians 13. Verse 12.
"For now we see through a glass darkly."
We see through a glass darkly.
"But then face to face."
But then face to face. Go ahead.
"Now I know in part."
Now I know in part.
"But then shall I know even as also I am known."
Can I tell you this about the Kodak camera and the what's some of them other fancy ones that you can for effect to sort of shroud it in mystery, a photographer will turn that until just one subject in that picture is prominent. The rest is in the background and rather blurred. Sometimes that's all God gives us, is just, "This is my purpose. This is my plan." You'll have to go and get the thing developed. You'll have to go, and when you arrive, man, we're just looking through a glass darkly. But I got hope. Stagger not the promise of God, because I got a picture. It may not be in full detail. It may be enshrouded in mystery. But oh, I know one thing. I know the subject of that photograph, because God showed it. So you didn't know how it's going to unfold. You didn't know exactly what it's going to look like. But now that you're here, going to build a church for the name of Jesus Christ. And here it is. Now we're looking at it. Now the mystery is gone. Now it's like face to face. And I don't have time to share you what I studied out about face to face. Oh my, it's a reality. Here it is. I think God has used this man to march to the point that he's in. And guess what? It's still unfolding. The fog is still lifting off of that mystery. The purpose of God. I'm preaching with everything in me tonight, because somebody in here needs to take hold by faith. Don't you let that spirit of depression rob you of the beautiful things of God. Hallelujah. You were called out. God called you out of darkness. darkness into His marvelous light. He put you in the church as it pleased Him. And here you sit tonight in this place. You ought to be rejoicing that I'm in the church. I'm in the church. I'm in the church. Boy, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, Abraham was looking for a city. He looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Through faith, his wife Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, delivered a... My. Somebody needs to make some declarations here tonight. These all died in the faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. I got a picture of them. I hadn't received it, but I got a picture of them. I got a picture. I got a picture. I got a picture. You know, I'm chopping this up for time's sake, but I got a picture. They were persuaded. Yeah, I got it right here. Every time, this is from God. This is what God promised me. I'm looking for a city. I'm looking for a city. And I'm not looking for any old city. They not only persuaded them, they embraced them and confessed. I'm just a stranger and a pilgrim on this earth. And they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Hallelujah. And truly, if they'd been mindful of that country, if they'd looked at their old picture book, they might have had opportunity of return. Oh, I miss Mama. I think I'll go back. And just thumb through. I don't know why I threw that in there. I'm not going back into the world. When I look at the pictures of the world had me painted into and the photographs that of the world I was in, I'm so glad I'm in the church. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but in the church. Hallelujah. And now they desire a better country that is in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. Do you understand what inheritance you have as you sit here tonight? There's nothing back in that world. Don't you let the enemy cheat you out through depressing your mind and discouraging you and making you want to turn back. Oh, no. I'm looking for a city where we'll never die. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh. I feel that shout in a little while. You know what? My. Boy, you need to get a revelation. And I, John, I saw a city robed like a bride in white. And I saw it descending out of heaven. He said, One of these days, old John, going to come out of the grave. One of these days, he's going to be headed for that city. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? He's going to know what city it is because he got a picture of it. He got a picture of it back in Revelation. Please, somebody, get you a picture of a better way. Get you a picture of a better city. You need to have faith that I can live in the church victoriously. I can be here. I can man up. I can be the woman I need to be. I can straighten up my back and I can stand up in the face of every opposition because I got a picture. What kind of picture you got? What kind of picture you got? What kind of portrait you got of your future? I certainly don't think of me as smoking cigarettes and picking a guitar in a bar somewhere, getting cirrhosis of the liver from alcohol, lung cancer. I never visualized myself like that. And you know, that's one picture the devil wants to hide from you. If you just this night could look at your life that's stretched out in front of you and say, this preacher give me hope tonight. I can shout up there with the rest of them saints. I can dance and run the aisles. I can be victorious in God. You need to take a picture of that by faith tonight. Woo! How do you see you? Oh, I know how I see me. 75 years old in 28 days. How do you see you? I see me as a 30-year-old athlete. I see me chasing devils straight back to the gates of hell. I see me carrying on. My wife said, when you going to give it up? When you going to quit? And you know what? I was reading the book, and one of them Sackett boys, uh-oh. He done whooped them on the mountain, whooped them down in the valley. They beat him up. They clobbered him. They cut him up. They knocked him down. And there he is laying. But he just got up, and all of them was all laid out and done for. And he I copied this down and made a plaque and put it hanging on my saddle horn in my office. And it says, nobody ever taught me when it's time to quit. I said, honey, hang that up over my casket. Put a new sign in the casket that says, it's time. It's time to quit now. But I ain't quitting. I wish God would give me the grace to rise up and just look out across the congregation and say, hey, come go with me. But you ain't going with me if you're a quitter. Somebody, it's your right to have faith. If God can show my Uncle John where there's a job, if God can show my little grandson that there's a bike waiting on you, if God can show where Willie B. Johnson is living and speak, there's a God doing miraculous things in this room right now, right here. Musicians, come on. I'm gonna just lay the rest of this aside because I feel like somebody. I preach about 32 minutes. There's somebody here. If you just say, tonight's the night, I'm gonna get me fresh faith. I'm gonna get a picture tonight. I'm gonna snap me a photograph. Faith in my heart's going to snap a photograph, and I'm going to live for it. I pray you don't see yourself lost. You don't see yourself destroyed by this world. I pray you see yourself. You know what? I'll tell you this. Just the other day, I was in Twin Falls, Idaho, visiting with Elder Alan Picklesheimer. And when I walked in the room, he greeted me with a smile. He's all bowed over and sitting in a chair. And he looked up and he said, why, Brother Johnson, I'm so glad to see you. He said, let me tell you what, I mean, we didn't get to do anything. I said, let me tell you what's on my mind. I said, Elder, that's why I came. He said, you think of this. He said, there's a great host, a great cloud of witnesses. They're all the way from Adam to the last man that God calls out of the world. And they're sitting in review, a whole cloud from eternity to eternity. And he said, it's a grand review. He went to quoting scriptures. I felt the goosebumps. And then the elder said, and then it's announced and the trumpets blow. Tommy Johnson, come forth and stand before the review and receive your reward. I tell you, I got my feet up. I said, oh, hallelujah. He said, that's the way it's going to be, Brother Johnson. One day he's going to call us before the grandstands of heaven and he's going to present us with our rewards. How do you see yourself? Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I didn't know. Oh, I don't see me like that. Oh no, I see me in that great throng. I see me yonder on the other side, shouting the victory, shouting the victory, shouting the victory. Let's sing something. Why don't somebody in this house says, tonight's the night for you to drop those old grave clothes. Drop those old clothes that's got you robed for death. Got you destined for a sad ending. Don't look at yourself. Tonight, right here in this room, God can cause all of those old filthy rags to fall off of you, and a joyous spirit of victory can take charge of your life. And then you can see yourself on the other side when they call your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't picture yourself lost. Don't let the devil take a picture of you lost. You get a photograph of faith tonight that says, I'm saved. I'm going to stay saved. By the grace of God, I'm in. Somebody want to come pray? Anybody here want to come and pray? Come pray. Come pray. Hallelujah. Don't get discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. There's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith I can see it afar. And the Father, He's awaiting. Oh, hallelujah. And He's going to prepare us a dwelling place there. I see it. I see it. I see it. Come on, church. That's right. Whoever's in charge, come take this.